So returning back to our coming together, inquiring into this anicca, this nature of reality, this arising and ceasing, just like our coming together here in this room and disbanding, how we're always, conditions are always coming together and disbanding in great and small ways. And this is what the Buddha taught. The Buddha taught the Four Noble Truths, the suffering, that there is suffering and that there is a cause. And one of the important facets in this understanding is anicca and how we get stuck in not recognizing impermanence, not recognizing the transient nature of phenomenon, and we hold what can't be held. And sometimes we like what's arising and we want to keep it longer, but its nature is to disband. And sometimes we don't like what's here and we want to push it away. And maybe it's not disbanding at the right time, at our time, at the time that's most comfortable for us. So we inquire into this arising and ceasing. Sometimes we're more interested in the ceasing, like if it's a hindrance. We're like, okay, I'm with it, but when is it going to go away? So we can't really bargain with anicca, just like we can't make the seasons change in a way that they're not conditioned to do so. And so, like Willow was saying, when you consider anicca in a theoretical way, it doesn't really get to it. You can almost flip things off as, oh, it's impermanent. Everything's impermanent. Doesn't matter. That's not anicca. That's not what we're experiencing here, because the Buddha also taught the Brahmaviharas, kindness and compassion. And I know many among us have experienced losses relatively recently, losses of loved ones. So how do we hold this understanding of anicca as a basis of reality? I work in hospice, and some of us in this room have or are working in hospice, and I have a work phone in my dining room that has a very quiet bell that rings when I get a message from hospice. And whenever someone dies on hospice who we've been caring for, they'll send a message out to the team, and that bell will ring. And that bell rings daily, at least once, if not more. And it's just a constant reminder that we're in this realm of anicca. We're in this realm of aging, illness, death. So we practice in that realm. There's this recitation of sutta that goes in every presently arisen state, here, just here, one truly knows, unmoved, unagitated, such insight is one's strength. So how do we meet anicca? How do we meet impermanence? We meet it here, with what's arising in this moment. And can we notice? We can notice so many things. We can notice the arising of an inhale and the ceasing of an inhale. The arising of an exhale and the ceasing of an exhale. One less breath in this life, really. Yeah? Yeah. In a broad way, and then in a more immediate way, just noticing the arising and ceasing of a breath. We can notice the arising and ceasing of body postures, going from sitting to standing to walking. The changing nature of feelings. Just by shifting the gaze from the object to being aware, to aware of the object. Like when Willa was talking about Longport Samedo, resting back in awareness. Can we shift our way of experiencing what's arising in this moment from the object to knowing it, being aware of it? Noticing how sensations shift when we bring awareness to them. Noticing how none of it is permanent. Has any thought been permanent that you've thought? Has any feeling been permanent? It's all conditioned. So we're just shifting the lens so that we really can directly experience the felt sense of conditioned feelings, sensations arising and shifting, changing. Just even energetically noticing how you felt this morning upon waking. Some people's energy is very high and alert, energized in the morning. Some are more, it takes a while to get the energy moving. You know, before lunch, the energy is a certain way. After lunch, it changes. Just more and more. Instead of being caught by what's arising, you know, come from this place of awareness to know what's arising. Moment to moment. What's here right now? Does it change? What happens when I bring awareness to it? This is the Buddhist teaching. When you make the whole world your friend, fear will find no place to call home. And when the whole world is your friend, when you make the mind your friend, you'll know what trust really means. So keep settling into this knowing, this knowing of what's arising, this meeting it with care, with karuna, with compassion, with tenderness, and noticing the how what arises ceases. In fact, sometimes it's useful to notice cessation and do this with the breath, just noticing when the inhale ends. Just noticing that point in breathing. If breathing is an object that you're using, noticing when the exhale ends. So there's many ways to inquire into this anicca. And it all occurs, this inquiry occurs in this moment now, here now, what's here now, does it last, does it change? And can we just be with that, be with the knowing of the changing nature of reality. That's leading to the end of dukkha.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.